gives us enough time to welcome in WBRZ's chief meteorologist, Dr. Josh Each, just to prep us for what we can expect over the next 48 hours. Josh, good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing good, Brian. Got everything taken care of around the house this weekend, and now just waiting for winter to rear its head around here.
Yeah. So how's this going to play out? What's it going to look like over? Let's start with the next, 18 hours before we broaden out.
Yeah, the next 18 hours, we'll kind of just see the cold air slowly but surely creeping into the area, while at the same time we get a little, and I want to say really, really, really light precipitation in our area. Important to point out that I believe everything's going to be starting off as a very light drizzle or rain this afternoon. And it was really good that we had such a beautiful day yesterday. The temperatures hitting 70 degrees with all the sunshine got those surfaces really warm. So even as our temperatures gradually go below freezing, and this will likely take until 9, 10, 11 o'clock tonight or even after midnight to happen, any rain that falls will remain liquid and not freeze to the surface for a couple of hours because the ground does remain warm. So we could see some rain changing over to freezing rain across the area today, but I think impacts would be really, really, really low until a short period of time overnight tonight where maybe some of our elevated surfaces could have some patchy ice form. But I want to make sure, you know, we always love to compare weather events. Mm-hmm. This is certainly not going to be like the ice storm of 2021. I wouldn't expect much with power issues here. I wouldn't expect, you know, massive shutdowns. Of course, officials may issue a few preemptive precautionary closures for some of those bridges overnight. But we're dry by tomorrow morning. So we just kind of have a low priority of potentially high impact event in a few isolated spots during the overnight hours.
We got WBRC's chief meteorologist, Dr. Josh Each, with us. Okay, walk us through how that plays, because if we have a crossover of temperatures below freezing while we're still seeing precipitation, we'll get some of that frozen rain you're talking about. If I'm hearing you right, are you saying the ground will still be warm enough to thaw that back out and there won't be, it won't, you know, accumulate, or there just won't be enough of it to accumulate?
A little bit of both there. Okay. You're absolutely right. I mean, with the ground staying warm, it will take a couple of hours for the freezing temperatures to overcome that. You know, the ground holds in heat really well. Right. So, you know, your driveway, surface streets, take a Florida or an airline, for instance, I would be shocked if there are any impacts on roads like that, just because the ground has been warm from the last couple of days here. When you move north and west of Baton Rouge, and we talk about some overpasses that have, you know, air circulating around them on all sides, some bridges of the like that are similar, that's where there might be a short window of time where there's still some very light precipitation falling that could potentially freeze if those temperatures get below 32 while we're still seeing precipitation. And that's not even a guarantee. We're carrying very low chances for rain, and we're carrying very low total rain amounts. So let's just think about everything in terms of rain, because that's how it will fall. We're not looking at any sleet or snow. So we're talking about maybe 1/100 to up to 0.05 of an inch of rain.
Oh, wow.
That wouldn't even register around here usually. The only time it potentially gets our attention is if it has a chance to freeze. But when you're talking about amounts that light, when you have really dry, cold air coming in, plus the winds with that, that too is going to work against ice forming because the wind is a drying process. So, again, I don't want anybody to let their guard down. We could have some minor patchy issues overnight, especially north and west of the city, but I do not expect a high-impact ice event in our area.
About 30 seconds left with Dr. Josh Each just before we have to hit news at the top of the hour. Got to ask you about North Louisiana. How bad are they going to get it?
They're hitting snow, sleet, a little bit of everything. I-20 is a dangerous drive today, tonight, and perhaps into tomorrow morning before things get an opportunity to dry out. Wild when you're seeing amounts like 6 to 10 inches of snow in places like Oxford and Tupelo, Mississippi,
yeah.
And then just across the border into parts of Arkansas and Tennessee. I mean, Memphis just getting pounded right now.
You can keep up with at Dr. Josh WX on Twitter for the latest, and, of course, following us and WBRZ all day long. Josh, I always appreciate the time, man.
No problem, Ryan. Take care.
You too.